keeping your tomatoes healthy and happy and productive all season long, or getting to the point to keeping them healthy and happy so they are productive for the rest of the growing season.
Yeah, you definitely want to make sure that you have done a few things for your tomatoes. And I think one of the biggest questions we get, a lot of people have this issue, is blossom end rot. So you know when you have blossom end rot, you go to pick your tomato, you turn it over, and at the blossom end, which is like the bottom of the tomato, it's all brown and just disgusting looking.
Black, slimy, yeah. Undeveloped. So what is occurring here is it has not been able to properly develop the bottom portion of that fruit. Could be a variety of different reasons, but one of the most common reasons is lack of watering. And the lack of watering directly is tied to the underdevelopment of that tomato, because there's minerals and nutrients in the soil that gets uptake by all plants when there's enough moisture in the soil to transfer those nutrients up through the roots and into the plants for the necessary means in which that plant is using them for. So the soil gets really dry. It can't, and the fruit is developing, and it cannot transfer that calcium, which is one of the main elements of that the deficiency problem there, into the plant to develop the bottom portions, or the portion that is black that you're seeing. So watering is the key. Now, that is, like I said, that's the most common. There are other elements that can be contributing factors, but 95 to 98% of the problem that is caused by blossom end rot is the calcium not being able to be transferred from the soil up the plant to develop the fruit correctly.
Right. So that is a major problem.
So we want to water regularly.
Yeah, you want to water regularly. So whatever that means, using irrigation or just getting yourself on a watering schedule. Right now, we're in a drought.
Yep.
So if you and the temperatures have been pretty warm. So if you live in an area where you have a drought and the temperatures have been warm, if you need to, you might have to water twice a day. Not always, but if you have containers, if you have your plants in pots, you likely will want to water twice a day.
And we've got many devices. We've got Tree Diaper. We've got the Water Hoop. We've got DripWorks.com irrigation system. We've got a number of products that can help do that, whether you need to hook them up to a faucet or let them naturally absorb water and then release it when the soil needs it. So that's the key to fixing that problem. If you see it on your plants right now, doing the steps of watering, keeping that soil to a damp consistency, will not fix the problem on the fruit currently. You want to remove those fruits immediately as soon as you see it, because you don't want to have the plant spend extra energy creating the rest of that fruit when it's not going to be developed correctly. Start watering right now. It will help and prevent or greatly reduce the next set of fruit that will be developing on that tomato plant.
Right. So that's what you can do for the blossom end rot. So another issue we have, or another thing you can take care of, is early blight. And so it's not too late to do this.
Quick snap watering system as well. Quick snap there.
Early blight. Early blight is when you get that yellowing at the base of your tomato plant, and then it continues to go up the stem, and all of a sudden you have a sad-looking tomato stalk, and then
Even before the end of the season.
Yeah, not even before the end of the season. So one thing you can do is you can use yellow whole grain cornmeal, and you just take a handful of that and put it around the base of the plant. If you have mulch there, you want to move that mulch aside and then put the whole grain cornmeal.
That the plants are planted, this is not going to hurt anything. Whole grain yellow cornmeal. And people have come up to us when we used to be able to do talks in the world and would say, I thought this was the craziest thing ever. I did it, had the best tomatoes I've ever had. So it does work. We absorbed this information from a master gardener out of the Austin, Texas area, I believe, Bob Webster. He'd been doing it for a number of years. We've been doing it for a number of years since we've learned about this. And our tomato crop has been phenomenal to the level that it has never been prior to that. We'd had that stalks and the fruit and all the leaves dead on it.
So the reason it works is there's good and bad things in your soil. Early blight is one of them. And the whole grain cornmeal has this beneficial fungi called Trichoderma. And for whatever reason, it helps combat that early blight. So the handful of cornmeal, and then also we highly suggest mulching too, helps keep that at bay, because when it rains or when you water, it splashes up onto the leaves of your plant, so that cornmeal helps the problem.
Also, removing the lower 6 to 8 inches of limbs and leaves up the stalk from ground level, opening up that lower portion of the plant to allow air circulation and reduce the splash up, in addition with the whole grain cornmeal and the mulch, eliminating some of that lower foliage greatly helps that. Even if you have limbs that are up above in the upper tier of the canopy of the plant that's leaning down or stretching down to the ground, cut them in half, get rid of them, because any splash up will incur with those and cause problems. 90% of the problems your tomato plant is going to face this year will have to do something with the soil splashing up on it.
Right. So that brings us to keeping your mulch plentiful. So we use a lot of leaves from...
Using the right mulch.
Yeah. We use a lot of leaves from the previous fall. But as they break down, and they will break down, you know, we might have to come in and backfill with something else as the summer goes on.
So what can we use?
Well, we can use straw. Straw is a really good option. It seems to be becoming more popular for people to mulch with straw, especially around their edibles. So you want to use straw, not hay, and you can usually just get bales of straw from your local garden center. If you live near any sort of farmland, you can sometimes farmers will sell bales of straw, but you can definitely use straw. Another option is the leaves. So if you save a bunch of leaves from the previous fall or this fall, think, oh, I might want all these leaves for mulch, that's definitely an option. Another option is dried grass clippings, but you want to make sure that there was nothing sprayed on that grass to like a broadleaf herbicide.
Weed and feed,
yeah, whether it be by you or you pay somebody to spray it. You don't want to put that on your edible garden, but if you don't spray anything on your lawn, you just want to take your grass clippings, bag them up, and then you kind of want to just lay them out, whether it be like on your driveway or a part of your lawn, so they dry a little bit.
Make sure there's no seeds on these, because grasses can produce seeds even when the grasses are 4, 5, 6 inches tall. We think of plants going to seed when the grasses are 1 foot or 2 foot or fescue in a field type of thing. Grasses can produce seed very, very short height, and you may think, oh, what's going on? Just some white stuff on the top. That's actually seeds that are developing that you can incorporate into your garden. And then, yeah, have more weeds than what you know what to do with.
Right. I don't know if this is the best advice if you're in the area of the country where you're having a drought. Your grass might not be growing very much. So it might not be the best idea, but it's an option. Otherwise, we've used shredded paper, and that works if you're concerned about it blowing around. When you apply the shredded paper as mulch, you can water it a bit, and then it seems to just stay.
Yeah, it weights down enough. And we have even not watered it, and it has worked very well, too. Let's see, what else do we have here?
So fertilizer, you want to think about the fertilizer for your plants, for your tomatoes?
Yeah, you can use Dr. Jim's Tomato Secret for that. You can just apply it as the instructions show and it tells you. You can do it right now, even though the plants, you may have not used it at the time of planting. You can utilize it right now. And you want to feed your plants, whether you have good compost or growing in good raised bed mix or not. Now, we have lacked in this category for a number of years. Last year, we transitioned to raised beds, and we brought in very rich, fresh compost, and the plants did way better than they'd ever did in the ground. We topped the beds off this year, and we are going to supplement with a liquid fertilizer or like a Dr. Jim's. We will also can use a Ivy Organics 6 macro fertilizer as well in order to feed the plants. Preferably an organic means, whether that is even compost tea, you can certainly do that. But we want to essentially give the plants more nutrients than it needs, so it's never lacking in, I need more, I don't have it, and the plant suffers in production.
Right. So you definitely want to make sure that you are feeding as they need to be fed and using the fertilizer. Another quick thing is to look for problems. You're probably thinking, somebody told me not to go looking for problems. But you want to look for problems.
Right. There's four billion different things that can go wrong with your tomato plants. We've covered about the most common ones that we get on a regular daily basis come in to gardentalkradio@gmail.com.
So I think the biggest thing is just, you know, when you're out there, whether you're weeding or applying mulch or whatever, just look at the leaves and see how the tomato plants look. Look around, you know, make sure you're not seeing anything strange, because as soon as you see like the first, if you have a problem, as soon as you see the first sign of the problem, I promise you it's not going to get better. Over time, it's probably going to get worse.
If it doesn't look right, it's probably not right. So it's time to start looking at what's going on. Well, speaking about if it doesn't look right, it's not right, Walton's Incorporated is not that. They've got all the products and tools you need, everything but the meat, whether you're making meat sticks, taking the animal from animal to edible, and everything in between.
Yeah, Walton's will help you get your product right. So we know you care about where your food comes from. We're going to talk about canning later, you know, preserving your fruits and vegetables, etc. Walton's Inc. has everything that you need, equipment, seasoning, supplies. You can make sausage, jerky, all that good stuff. Walton's also has meatgistics.com, an informational website to help you make the best finished products. So that has meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers, seasoning.
Seasoning. The seasoning is magnificent.
The seasoning is delicious. And it's not just for meat. It's also for vegetables as well.
Baked potatoes.
And it helps you go from animal to edible. Walton's is everything but the meat, and that's waltonsinc.com. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.